Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news update brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly, if you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. Bay County health officials say the area is now considered at risk for Lyme disease after confirming local tick exposures and identifying ticks carrying the bacteria. The designation places Bay County among several mid-Michigan counties seeing increased concern. The Bay County Health Department says ticks capable of spreading Lyme disease are most often found in wooded and brushy environments. Residents are urged to take precautions when spending time outdoors, including using insect repellent containing DEET and checking their bodies for ticks after being outside. Officials also recommend wearing light-colored clothing to make ticks easier to spot. Additional steps include staying on market trails, avoiding tall grass and leaf litter, and treating clothing with products that contain permethrin. At home, creating a tick-safe yard and placing outdoor clothing in a dryer on high heat for at least 15 minutes can help reduce exposure. Health experts stress the importance of daily tick checks and prompt removal using tweezers pulling straight out from the skin. Anyone who develops a rash or flu-like symptoms after a tick bite is advised to document symptoms and contact a healthcare provider right away. And in Huron County, Jessica Testelin Renke is sixth generation Huron County resident and experienced legal professional is running for probate and district court judge. With 16 years as an attorney magistrate and current service as a circuit court attorney referee, she emphasizes her deep knowledge of court rules and her ability to make fair, ethical decisions. She highlights her commitment to improving public access to the courts, including plans for a self-help legal kiosk and expanded mental health court services to address underlying causes of crime. She also stresses balancing rehabilitation and punishment to reduce repeat offenses. A mother of two, she remains active in her community through school and veterans initiatives. She has always had a dream of being a judge and optimistically looks forward to being able to represent Huron County courts in a positive light. A Michigan unemployment rate fell in February across nearly the entire state, with declines reported in 17 of 18 labor market areas. The only exception was the Detroit metro region, which saw a slight increase. State officials say the drop in jobless rates was influenced in part by a shrinking workforce, even as hiring activity improved. Rates ranged from 3.7 to 8.7%, with the Flint area posting the largest monthly decline. Employment trends were mixed. 10 regions saw job losses over the month, while 6 recorded gains and 2 remained unchanged. Over the past year, most areas have experienced declines in both employment and labor force levels, with some of the steepest decreases reported in Midland. Workforce totals also fell in nearly every region, both month-to-month and year-over-year. When we come back from this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubly?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Ubly.
or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubley, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, National Prescription Drug Take Back. Preparation began today for the 30th National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. Scheduled for later this week, the initiative provides a safe way for citizens to dispose of expired or unneeded medications to prevent misuse. Collection sites will be hosted at local police stations and pharmacies across all 50 states. Organizers emphasize that this program is vital in combating the national opioid crisis by removing potential hazards from home medicine cabinets. In other national news, Virginia Congressman David Scott passes away. Long-serving Georgia Democrat Representative David Scott has passed away at the age of 80. Colleagues from both sides of the aisle have begun issuing statements honoring his decades of public service and his work on the House Agriculture Committee. A special election will be scheduled in the coming months to fill his vacant seat. In the meantime, flags at the Capitol are being flown at half staff in his memory. And in our international news, Iran executive of political opponent. Iran's judiciary reported the execution of a man today who was convicted of links to an exiled opposition group and Israeli intelligence. The man, identified as Sotanali Shirzadi, had his death sentence upheld by the Supreme Court earlier this month. Human rights organizations have criticized the move, citing concerns over the transparency of the legal proceedings. The execution comes at a time of heightened internal and external pressure on the Iranian government. In other international news, the Strait of Hormuz mine clearing assessment. The Pentagon assessment shared with lawmakers today suggests it could take up to 6 months to clear the Strait of Hormuz of naval mines. The report indicates that Iran may have deployed over 20 GPS-guided mines in the strategic waterway. The difficulty of detection means that maritime insurance rates are likely to remain high for the foreseeable future. Experts warn that a full clearance operation cannot realistically begin until the current naval hostilities conclude. After this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to your obituaries.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.